used to be 38th, 39th in the country on the overall ranking, and this year we're 30th. So we've seen some progress based on choices that Illinois policymakers have adopted, as well as the hard work of Illinois parents and community leaders. What we're worried about at Voices for Illinois Children are the struggles that families are involved in now that the economy has taken a nosedive, and we're desperately worried that state lawmakers may come back home with a budget for next year's state budget that cuts education, health care, human services, when we don't think that those lawmakers would have to cut. There's ways that they could preserve vital human services for children and families.
Beyond the fight against budget cuts, if these cuts are to happen, what kinds of things would Voices for Illinois Children or other agencies recommend to try to improve the lot of children in the state on a budget?
Well, I think there are some core fundamental strategies that many of us have been recommending. Early childhood programs, health insurance for uninsured children, after-school programs, tax credits for low-income working families. These are all things that we've begun in Illinois that are clearly making a difference and sadly are in jeopardy right at the moment. I'm hopeful that the legislature will find a way to do the right thing, but I am very worried.
Why is it that that while there is improvement being seen across the nation and in Illinois on some issues like child poverty rate, there are others that continue to be problems and are getting more of a problem?
Well, Illinois is 43rd compared to the rest of the country in infant mortality. We have a higher number of children per 1,000 who die in their first year of life than is the national average. Part of the answer here is better access to prenatal care. And part of that formula is the reimbursement rate that the state provides for health care providers. It's very significantly under the reimbursement rate that we find in other states, and it affects the access that low-income families have to health care. Now, certainly, prenatal care is not the only reality affecting infant mortality, but it's an important reality, and it's something that policymakers and community leaders can make a difference on.
What might the impact of this report be on state legislators that are, you know, all over the country looking at budgets that are tight and seeing the improvement that happened over the 90s? Is there a risk that this report may cause some feeling that things are going okay?
The data is not yet in for this first year of the economic crisis, so that these numbers don't reflect the increase in welfare receipt. They don't reflect the increase in unemployment, and they don't reflect the struggle that our educational community is having retaining quality teachers, all of which comes with the economic slowdown. So I know that it could be imagine that policymakers would say, hey, we're doing fine with kids, things are getting much better. I think policymakers are able to clearly factor in the impact of the economic turndown and the reality that if they find themselves cutting significantly into the human services and education programs provided for with state resources, that we will see a decline in how kids are doing.